Okay, it's good to see everyone back. Baruch Hashem, hope everyone's doing well. Freilich and early Adar. You know, they said, the Svarim say that once you bench Rosh Chodesh Adar, any Rosh Chodesh, the Avira of the month is already upon us. So it's still okay to say Freilich Perm. Even the Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi, you know, possibly like this, but Yerushalmi says that, I saw from the Rav, that if a person's not going to be able to lay in the Megillah on the 11th day or the 11th to the 15th day, right, what the Mishnah says, that you can even lay in on even Rosh Chodesh Adar. So we see there's a din of Purim already at the beginning of Adar. Our learning should be Tzchus for the Yartz of Yisrael ben Avram, the Hadassah, the Shmuel. Thank you very much to the Friedman family. And to also to my friend's father's Yartz, it's actually his first Yartz this week, Yitzchak Meir ben Gershon. Most be both be a male tzosher for us, please God. Okay, so usually, you know, we start off with the. I give you guys a lot of raid, give you guys a lot of mafarshim. Today I'm gonna take it slow. So such a beautiful piece in Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky on this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. So we'll take it slow and we'll see how we go. If you go to page 2, you know they just put out the Sefer Emes Yaakov and Pirkei Avos, I think a year or two ago, but so good. Ever right over here. It looks like it's so small, but it's not small at all. You can't. Don't judge a book by its cover. Seriously. So the Mishnah says, "Rabbi Gamliel ben Osho ben Yehuda Anasi Omer, Yofa Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. How beautiful Talmud Torah is to be with Derech Eretz. We'll get to that. The second part of the shiur, exactly what that means. Shegias Shneim Mishakachas Oven. But the effort of both of them, it wipes away or forgets sin. The whole Torah she'enim malacha. Any Torah that doesn't have malacha with it, Sofa v'Teilo v'Goreres Oven." At the end, it's going to be nullified and it's going to cause sin. V'chol ha'melim, just going to go to the next page. V'chol ha'melim im ha'tzibur, and anyone who works hard with the community, you ha'melim im ha'hem l'shem shemaim. You should make sure to do it for the right purposes. Make sure you're doing it for the right, not so that you can get your name on the board or name on the yeshiva. Do it for the right purposes. Sh'schus avosam esayisim esayisim esayisim, because chus avos helped them. And the righteousness should go forever. And the Mishnah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm gonna make it as if you did all the you did everything. So let's go back to page 2. Rav Yaakov starts off. He says, Rabbi Gamliel, as we know from the Baranur, we said this a few months ago. Every Rav, every Tana that says something in Pirkei Avos wasn't just something that they said; it's who Haya Omer, it's who he was, right? When I just fly through every week, it wasn't just something that they said; it was something. It was the essence. So Rav Yaakov actually gives you a whole historical analysis, gives you a whole deeper idea of what the God's name. What's Rabbi Gamliel saying over here? Why was the Dafka Rabbi Gamliel Benosha Rabbi Yehuda Nasi? So he says over here that he's giving us an etza on how a person, a manig b'Yisrael, a Jewish leader, has to handle himself. Ube'emes, on the bottom of page 2, going to page 3, Ube'emes b'tkufa asum gamliel. He says, Sug manhigos acheres b'masha haya noeg ad zmano. Says Rabbi Yaakov, that there was a certain change of something that happened from Rabbi Gamliel's time. Ki mizman hilol ve'elach shemil vad haya hilol anasi. Haya gam rosh chachma haTorah shibidoro. Hillel was the great nasi in the generation. Haya kol anisim gam kin rosh yeshiva moser haTorah. Right, so it seems like until then you had the rosh yeshiva position, and you also gave the moser haTorah, which basically means you were involved in the ruchnis. You're giving shir. He's going over the Torah, but the rosh yeshiva was also in charge of what? He was also in charge of the financials. He's also in charge of collecting money. I just heard, I was in New York over the weekend. So Rav Yaakov Hillel Shlita, he collects millions of dollars for all the kolim that Rav Yaakov Hillel. If anyone knows who Rav Yaakov Hillel is, he's collecting millions of dollars a month for all the kolos that he's in charge of in Eretz Yisrael a month. A tremendous, tremendous person, and he's writing svarim left and right. He's unbelievable. So says Rav Yaakov that until Hillel, and it says really this came until Rabbeinu Akot, until Rabbi Yehuda Anasi passed away, they all had one position. You were the Rav, you were in charge of giving the Torah classes, but you're also in charge of making sure the yeshiva, the financial, the executive director, I guess you could say. You're also the executive director. The last line over there, Pshas, Petiras, Rabba, Rebbe Mina Olam, Hiskin Hu Anhaga Chadasha. But Rabbi Huda Anasi, the Gemara, actually gave it to you on page 5, we'll get to it in a second. He says Rabbi Huda Anasi on his deathbed, he had a few last wishes. And he tried to change up the Hanhaga. And he says, Shimon Bnei Chacham. My son Shimon was very smart. Gamliel Bnei Nasi. His son Gamliel is going to be the Nasi. He's going to be in charge of all the financials. But Chanina Bar Chama Yashav Barosh. But Chanina Bar Chama is going to be the Rosh Yeshiva. V'hainu Shemikan Ve'elach Nischaka Anhaga V'Nisparda. Echa Min Chachamim Yashav Barosh Bnei Yeshiva V'Yar Betzor L'Taminim. Right, there's going to be one Chacham who's going to be in charge of all the Ruchnias, the Shabbases, the Drashas, the Torah, the Tefillah, one Rav. But says Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, that's good. Gamliel's not going to have that position. That's going to be Chanina Bar Chama's position. But Gamliel's going to be in charge. He's going to be in charge of the all. The Echa Mina Chachamim Yital Al Atzmo Es Ol Masa Ha'am Ba'Anahaga. So turn on to page 4, and then there's going to be someone else who's going to be in charge of the financials. If you want to see the Gemara inside, I gave it to you actually on page 5 over there, the exact Gemara of this whole thing with happening Rabbi Yehuda Anasi and everything happening with of Gamliel, of Rabbi Gamliel. Says Rabbi Yaakov, he says that Rabbi Gamliel actually changed what Rabbi Yehuda Anasi did. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi wanted someone in charge for the Ruchnis, someone in charge for the financials. Rabbi Gamliel, right? But Rabbi Gamliel says, no. You have to have both. You can't just pick and choose. I want to be Rosh Yeshiva. I want to start Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. I want to start Yeshiva in Boca, but like I'm going to get someone else to be in charge. It could be that some people don't have the personalities for that. I'm not talking Lemais. I'm just talking about why Daf goes over Rabbi Gamliel. Says on the third line, Afal pi she'omnam nisparda ol anasiyas b'masar Rosh Yeshiva. Even though Rabbi Gamliel, his responsibilities were taken away for being Rosh Yeshiva. Mikomakom al hamanig liskor shehakol sarich linvo mimayin atoyra the lifros mimena. Rabbi Gamliel says, don't think that you're just going to be nasi now and you're going to be in charge of the ruch, the gashmius, all the, you know, what the guys are going to have for lunch, but you don't have to give over Torah. No, ki av api shani nivcharti lios nasi. Even though I was chosen to be the nasi, mikomakom ein ze beschusi ubeschus maasei. And now this goes with the rest of the Mishnah. He says, such a beautiful thing. He says, maybe Rabbi Gamliel would have a little gaiva that he was chosen to be the executive director. Says Rav Yaakov, what does that have to do with the rest of the Mishnah, right? What in God's name does that have to do with the beginning of the Mishnah, of that you should make sure to have Torah and Derech Eretz together? And you should have Talmud Torah and Derech Eretz. Says Rav Yaakov, you want to know what it is? Because when you're put in the when Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, when your father is the Gadol Ador, and the word gets around that you were chosen to be the financial advisor, I might think, look at me, maybe a little gaivadik. Says the rest of the mission, no. Why were you chosen? You chosen because schus avosam, you're schus avos. Don't think right now that you know at the end of the day that you're free from learning Torah, and don't think that you're free from the ruchnis, but also don't think that you're a big shot. Mishum, but what is it? Ela kol beglaz chus avosai. Mishum sha'aba hayam mishuleshes mikabla ator v'godo ador. Rak beglalu ani mikaba al atzmi semisha hakveda azos. And this is why I was chosen to be about for this project. Rak beschus toroso efshalal inesios shetatzliach. V'oz be'emes iskayim v'tzikasem omeres la'ad. Etzrichim anu l'mo mizeh, says Rav Yaakov. Even though we're sitting in Boca Raton 2018, we want to be sitting in Yerushalayim Eir Kodesh, but we're sitting in Boca. Sometimes we get too comfortable here in Boca. We don't have this Anasi or Reish Galusa, Rosh Yeshiva. He says that the Manhigim, he's giving a nice lesson to any Manig. A Manig doesn't have to be a rabbi or a rebbe. A Manig is a parent, a father. A manik is any friend. A person has to know that he has to put his whole essence, his whole fire into everything. But I think the message that he's not really picking up on, but I wanted to pick up on, is that when a person is involved in ruchnis and he has kochos, to make sure that they're l'shem shemayim, to make sure that they're not going to come from you, be able to realize that you're using them for the proper purposes. I gave you on page 6 a little side note from the Be'er Sheva. on the footnote on the bottom of the art scroll. There, Be'er Sheva says that usually the positions of the Nasi and Rosh Hashiva are held by the same person. This is actually brought down by the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, and he gives you like a nice little historical little thing. But I thought it would be very nice. The Rav Yaakov, such a beautiful piece of, you know, sometimes we're just so quick to go through the Tana's name and then get to the meat. But now we actually see why Dafka Rabbi Gamliel said his whole thing about Torah and Malacha and Lashem Shemaim and the Tzibur. Because Dafka Rabbi Gamliel was living it. He was living it, as we said from the Bar-Nura. It wasn't just something that they said. It's what their whole essence was. When a Tana says something, it's not just something that they just said it a shiur once. It was their essence. It was their fire. It's what they were known for. So Rabbi Gamliel is telling us, at the end of the day, you have to be involved in the Ruchnias as a Rav. Even as a parent, you have to be involved with your kids' ruchnias. Obviously, you have to financially support them as well, but you have to make sure that when you are chosen for that position, to be able to make sure it's all done l'shem shemayim. I thought that was just a very, very beautiful piece. Now let's go on. I just want to focus on the rest of the talk for today, just to focus on the one, you know, this mission is so jam-packed. One aspect of the mission. It says, Yafa Tam Torah im Derech Eretz. It seems like a very, very particular thing. Yafa Tamatorim Derech Eretz. So Rav Elchanan Wasserman, and I saw even based on Rabbeinu Yonah, explains it just means that when you learn Torah, if you don't have Derech Eretz, then you don't have nothing. I was getting on the plane yesterday. There had to be at least 30, 40 Jews. Could just imagine, from New York to Florida. Could have made three Mincha Minyans. And you know, we're at the JetBlue gate, and you know, they're calling Group A, Group B, Group C. And I'm like waiting there just to get on. And you know, there's another... There's another couple, they're clearly very, 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 very Jewish. And, you know, there's a line forming. But Lamaisa, you know, they were looking, they just like cut in to the right. And I'll be honest with you, like, there are other people doing that. Because everyone just, you know, something about planes, you just want to get on, and then when the plane lands, you just want to get off. It's like, people just want to sit in your seat. It's like, I don't know, I have that OCD too. You just want to get your stuff on. Like, Erev Shabbos, I brought my wheelie. You finally you want to put it up by your seat. There's no room there. And then I had to put it all the way behind me. So then I was like, oy vey. And I get there every Shabbos. I don't know why I'm telling you this, but I was like, how am I gonna get from row 13 to 21? So I asked the stewardess, maybe if I could go, if I put it in the front, or you could wait because you have a little patience. That was Erev Shabbos. I don't know. So I said, you know, this is what I'm gonna do. As soon as we taxi in, and you know that second of just the light. So I had a little Zrizus, and I made it to 21. But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, we have to know that when we learn Torah, we're also representing the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole Torah. Yafa Tamatorim Derech Eretz. If you don't have Derech Eretz with it, then the Torah means actually absolutely nothing. But the Chidah says something incredible. The Chidah on page 7, quoted in the Sefer Ma'anos HaNetzach. So that we're going to go to several ideas on this essence. He says Yafa Lasuk B'Torah Behirah Halev. Afilu b'shah hakvu alecha lemalacha. He says, "Want to know what derech eretz means? It doesn't mean how you act. It means when you're involved in parnasa, make sure that you have Talmud Torah in your mind. Make sure that even when you're involved in the business transactions, you're okay. You're saying, okay, is this ribbis? Is this not ribbis? Or even in a deeper way, is that when you're sitting there at your desk and you could be doing your accounting thing or you're doing whatever, you could be listening to a shir. At the end of the day, there was a machlokes achronim." Some of the rabbis will say, when you're in college, you have to be in class, focus on that. To be honest with you, some classes are just like, why am I here? You know, so I would sometimes open a safer, and then I heard at the end of the day, maybe that's not the best way. So you have to ask your, as they say, your local Orthodox rabbi. But the Chidah explains, even when you're working, it could be in two ways. Even when you're working, you're doing it with Derech Eretz, you're doing it with Halacha. But he says the whole vort is that you're actually thinking of Torah as you go on. And that's what is Shiagia Shneam Mishkat Mishkaras Ovim. What does that mean? That toil in both of them will forget sin. Yegia Shneam Bechada Machta Haguf Misyageh B'malacha. Your body's going to be worse, going to be so worked out, you know, all the typing and all the physical work. Machshava Amala B'divrei Torah. But your head's going to be filled with Divrei Torah. I'll be honest with you. They used to say about the Rebbe, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, was just at his kever on Motzei Shabbos, and they said that the Rebbe, whenever he was walking, you'd always see his lips moving. His lips were always moving. And they asked him once, what was he saying underneath his breath? And he said that it was a Chabad custom to just reciting Mishnayos. reciting Mishnayos or Tehillim. Just wherever you're going, reciting Mishnayos, reciting Tehillim, and it's not like people do this. What? Rav Moshe? Yeah, I'm saying it's just like when you're walking. Okay, you're walking to shul. It's okay. Everyone here knows. You know, there's certain Mishnayos, certain product. It's just golden opportunities. But when I got married, I'd asked my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Weinberger Shlita, what's your kavana when you're walking down to the chuppah? You know what he said? He said, when you're walking out to the chuppah, you invite all the tzaddikim. All the tzaddikim for all the generations. And I said, Rabbi, I don't know their mother's names. He's like, what? So you have to know their mother's name? Say, Rava, Abai, Baal Shem Tov, the Grod, the Vilna Gaon, Rav Hirsch. And he says, when you do that, you're inviting their neshamas mamash to come. I don't know, Lamaisa, I don't think everyone, if there's anyone getting married or even children, it's a good kavana. To be honest, it really put me in the zone. But the mamash, to take every single second that we have in Ruchnius, be able to make sure that we're not just walking to shul. We're walking to shul. We're thinking of Torah. We're saying to him, whatever it is, and you know, everything in our own way. And then there's another vort, a beautiful vort from Rabbi Yitzchak Yoel of I pronounced it over here of Kunkajiva. I don't know. Is that how you pronounce that word? It sounds like a European town. I don't think it's an American town. So he says, what does that mean? Yofa Tama Torim Derech Eretz. He says Derech Eretz is Gematria Tefillah. And I did the Gematria. You know, sometimes you have to make sure to do the Gematria. And actually, it's 515. He says, what's the Vort? He says that He Avodah Shebelev HaMashlim Es HaYovi Shebetama Torah. He says, you have to have both. As Gemara says in Yevamos, he's there, Kol Omer Einli Ela BeTorah Afila Torah Einlo. Anyone who says that I just have Torah and I don't have Tefillah, even Torah you don't have. Meaning, says this Tzaddik, I'm assuming it comes from the Hasidish family, that's what the Kojiva. A person has to have both. You want to be successful in learning Skavaldic. We're not all Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai from the Gemara and Brachas who could just be learning Torah and not davening. You need to make sure that our Torah is our tefillah, and we have to make sure that they go together. And to be able to make sure we have the same seriousness as for Torah and for our tefillah. I asked Rav Schechter once. There's a great story about Rav Schechter. He went to the stipler. When he was first married, this is a famous story. Rav Schechter went to the stipler when he was first married. He was in Eretz Yisrael because he said that in the first few years, him and his wife had trouble having children. Baruch Hashem, I think they had like nine children, and Baruch Hashem, they have a lot of grandchildren. K'nainar. So he said it was a school to go to Eretz Yisrael to be able to have children. Remind me later, maybe after the shiur, I'll tell you another crazy story about that. So he goes to the stipler to get a bracha. Able to get this, and he got the sefer over there. The what's the name of the stipler sefer? Bechus Peretz, not Bechus Peretz. Kilas Yaakov, and the stipler said, "Knew anything else?" So Rav Schechter said, "Yeah, can I have a bracha to be successful in learning?" So the stipler said, "Sit and learn, and you'll be a talmid chacham." He wasn't saying, sit and learn, you'll be a talmid chacham. But the Gemara says it either, right? What does the Gemara say? Two steps how to be good at learning. You have to learn. You also have to daven. To daven to their bonus, that you should be zochah to be able to understand Torah. You should be zochah to be able to retain Torah. Why is it there's certain people they remember so much more? We're sitting at the same shir and at the same schools. You know, I went to the same schools with some of my friends growing up and everything in yeshiva, and their mental capacity is just on a different level. Could be that maybe they daven a little harder, or maybe they push themselves on the base measures a little harder. You have to make sure that Torah and tefillah mamash go together. And I think this actually is very apropos for the last page, for page number 8. Introduction, before we get to the piece of Rabbi Nachman, I think this is our first piece of Rabbi Nachman that we did this year, but just to be maybe connected to the Parsha. So he says, V'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'socham, probably is like the most famous pasuk. Anyone else can tell me any other pasuk in this week's Parsha Bahar? Maybe you can, I wouldn't be able to. So the famous vort from the Sfarno, I saw it. The Sfarno says, why dafka did we have to make this mikdash right here? Why Kadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere? What's so dafka, so special about the mikdash? So the Sfarno says three pashat lines. He says that ever since when the Egel Azov happened, the Shekhinah only went to reside in. It was resided everywhere, but specifically went to the batim, to the mikdash. And I saw Moshe Shurmach said dafka the base midrash and the base knesses have to be so careful, you know, to make sure when we're davening, when we're learning, we dafka do it in the base midrash. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu's Shekhinah is the highest. Oh, is the Shekhinah? Is the Shekhinah at home? Is the Shekhinah on the street? Of course it is. But the Shekhinah is mamish felt in the batim medrash and dafka in the base of Knesset. So what's this Indian of Torah and Tefillah? So Rabbi Nachman explains something so special. He says that first in the beginning, this is Torah Chafei and Likutei Maharan Tanyana. We're all going to become a little breathless for a few minutes here. First, he talks about a little about his Spodidus. you want to learn a little bit about it at your own time, I can give you some good makomos. Then he says in the bottom paragraph, Gam tov lasos meha Torah tefillah. It's a good action to make one's Torah tefillah. You should make your Torah tefillah, prayer. Why? Tahayne, what does this mean? Kishalomed o shemeya eze maimer Torah mitzadiki ames. When you're learning or you're listening to a certain Torah from a tzaddik, from your teacher, azayasam is a tefillah. You should make it at a minute tefillah. What does that mean? Tahayne levakish leschanin lefanav yisparach akoma shenemar. You're not just learning to have intellectual gymnastics. You're learning about a certain midah of a certain tzaddik. You're learning Mesilas Yesharim about Zihiris. You're learning Orach HaTzaddikim about anger. You don't just learn it. You make that. You say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to have this ahava. We learn about Rabbi Gamliel. I want to make sure to be able to have this passion. That's what he says, to make your Torah tefillah. You're not just learning it to be able to learn it. You're learning it and you're making it tefillah. Then you ask the Kaddish Baruch to be able to help you be mekayim that into your own personal life. Rabbi Nachman also explains in a different Torah, it's not for today, how to even make your tefillah Torah. It's a little more complicated, not for today's message. But I thought from this whole vort from the Chidah, right? The Chidah explained that Rabbi Yosef Yo of Kachiva, that Derech Eretz is Gematria Tefillah. You have to make sure that the Tefillah, the Torah, they go together. Sometimes when you see something in a Sefer, or you hear something from a certain tzaddik, you say, how am I ever going to reach that level? How am I ever going to reach that level in my mind? A person, Rabbi Nachman says, you make the Torah Tefillah. What does that mean to make the Torah Tefillah? Be able to make what you're learning, you make that into a prayer. You put that into your Shmon Esrei. Kodesh Baruch Hu, I want to be a little bit more patient. I want to be a little more passionate like Rabbi Gamliel, but Rabbi Yehuda. I want to be like a little more like Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov in my own way. And don't think that you have to be a Rosh Hashiva, but in our own way, be able to constantly growing closer to the Rabbonu Shalom. Just to be able to close with a great, great Torah from Rav Ephraim Eliyahu Shapiro's Shlita, from his father, Rav Mordechai Shapiro. I'm sure everyone here he was the Talmud Milvak of Rav Aaron Kotler. So he likes to say a very nice idea going into Adar. He says, we know that Pazit is by Amalek, Sher Karcha Bederach. They happen to us on the way. So karcha comes from the notion of kriris, right? Coldness. The Malik mentality of Judaism, what's a Malik nowadays? It's the kriris in davening, it's the kriris in learning. When you get to lichadodi, it's lichadodi, quick lichadodi. I was telling you, I was in my Rebbe shul in Esh Kodesh in Woodmere. The lichadodi was not, it was 15 minutes. Bo yivisholom, I just kept on going and going and going. Because Shabbos there is a Shabbos, and tefillah there is a tefillah. So he says there's two ways to say walls in Hebrew. Kiros, and chomos, right? Al chomos Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is going to be built with chomos, with fire, with passion. That's the whole word of a Jew. If you want to know how to beat Haman in 2018, how to beat Amalek in 2018, our Torah is with passion, our Tefillah is with passion. But Hashem Baruch Hu should bless us now as we go into these holy, holy days. Make sure that our Talmud Torah is eat with Derech Eretz, make sure it's mamish, with great passion, energy, and great fire. Be'ez Hashem.